Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, September 18th, and you're listening to the Big Call. So welcome, everybody. Thank you, wherever you're located around this globe. Thank you for tuning in. Appreciate that. But before we go to Sue for what should be a really good teaching again, something edifying, uplifting for us, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue. Heavenly Father, thank you for everything that you've done so far for us. Thank you for every blessing that we currently have. Thank you for thank you for everything that we have and everything that we will receive. Thank you for the future that we have and the reset that is coming financially and in every other way in our lives. And thank you for Big Call Universe and everything that that means for us on the call. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, take us into this teaching, as I think it'll be really beneficial to us and we'll all gain something major from it.
Thank you, Bruce. So let me just take a breath. I'm catching my breath a little bit. And let's everybody just quiet their mind. And this is called free will. I've set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse. Therefore, you shall choose life in order that you may live, you and your descendants. Deuteronomy 30:19. In order to seize the day and live the life God wants us to live, it's vital to understand man's free will. God created man with free will, and his desire was, and still is, that man would use that free will to choose his will. A lot of background noise going on. God promises to guide those who are willing to do his will. See John 7:17. It will be difficult to understand the message unless we're willing to understand we are creatures with a free will and we're responsible for the choices we make. Free will is a huge responsibility as well as a privilege and a freedom. God will always guide us to make the choices that will work best for us and lead us into his plan for us. But he'll never force or manipulate us into making that choice. Each day, God gives us definitely a gift, and we have an opportunity to value it. One of the ways to do that is to use each day purposefully, not wasting time or allowing ourselves to be manipulated by circumstances that we can't control. Each day can count if we learn to live it on purpose rather than passively drifting through the day, just being in comfort or pleasure only, and allowing the wind of circumstances and distractions to make our choices for us. We can remember at all times that we are God's children, and he has created us to be sovereign over our days, directing each one into his purpose for our lives. In the beginning of time, God gave man dominion and told him to be fruitful and multiply. C.S. Lewis said this about man's free will. God created things which had free will. That means creatures which can go wrong or right. Some people think they can imagine a creature which was free but had no possibility of going wrong. But I can't. God gave us free will, And if we intend to use it for God's purposes, we will indeed experience greater and more wonderful lives than we can possibly imagine. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much for that. I think C.S. Lewis was right. And I love this teaching about free will. We don't hear a whole lot about that. You know, if we didn't have free will, you know, we would just be robotic. And God could have made us, I guess, that way. But he chose to make us with free will and give us free will to see how we would respond, to see if we would obey the law. In the case of Israel, the Jew, would they obey the law? And the answer was not really. It was hard. There was a whole lot that Israel had to do, and it wasn't easy because they came up with, I think, 630 different laws to try to adhere to. But most were man-made, not God-made. I think we always look at the Ten Commandments as initially that was God's law given to Moses and all of that. But, you know, is it something that man could do? Could man fulfill that? No, it took Jesus, the only begotten Son of the living God, to fulfill the law. Jesus says, I come not to condemn the law, but to fulfill it. And this he did, when he was in his 3-year ministry. He fulfilled it. He'd read scripture, or he'd go to scripture in Isaiah, or go to some other scripture in the past and refer to that. He says, this day has this been fulfilled in your hearing. You know, referring to something that was prophesied in the Old Testament that he fulfilled right in front of them that day in the synagogue. It's really cool. So I think free will, you know, it's great that we have it. Question is, can we bend our will a little bit to the things of God? Can we reorient our will to godly things, to who God is and who Jesus is and who the Holy Spirit is, and let the Holy Spirit help us to lead us, guide us, lead us in all things? I think the answer is yes. I think that's what we all want to do. Are we to be good stewards of the gifts that God has given us and the gifts that we're about to receive? Absolutely. I think we should look forward to being a good steward. All this money that's coming in, you know, yeah, we'll have plenty for ourselves. That's not the point. Point is, what are you going to do with it to help humanity? Are you going to up-level humanity by taking this gift which is coming into us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, should God give into our bosom so that we could give again? Mm-hmm. So we're going to be receiving this in a way so that we could give again and help people. And you know what? We're not going to be greedy with it. We just are not. It's because, you know, the love of money, not money, but the love of money is the root of all evil. Well, we're going to be getting a lot of money, and now we have to look at, okay, what do we do with that? It's a tool. It's an instrument. It's something that we can use to bless other people. That's the whole thing behind Rebuild America, Rebuild International, helping the veterans in the Veterans Retreat, helping the pastors and evangelists and missionaries in the Pastoral Retreat Network. I mean, this is what it's all about. And you guys have hundreds, if not 30,000 projects to apply this concept to. And I'm excited about it. I'm ready to get started as soon as God brings this in, which is coming. Not here today, but it's on its way. All right? So that's what I got out of the teaching so far, Sue. You want me to keep going, or shall I turn it over to Bob? That's a joke, Sue. That's a joke. Okay. Well, let's do that, Sue. Thank you for that teaching, Sue. I really enjoyed it. And we could go on, tee off, and go in a lot of different directions with it. Bob, I'd like to hear how this teaching applies to you, and maybe hear something about free will and what it means in your life, and how you take it and tee it off and go into your direction with this teaching.
Well, thank you, Bruce. And as far as I was concerned, you could keep on going. I was really enjoying that.
Oh, thank you, Bob. Thank you very much.
I was actually experiencing it as you were giving those descriptions. And
thank you, Bob.
Sue, thank you once again for the 1,000th plus time helping us with these great teachings.
Amen. That's right.
And, we can write a book at the end of the day called The 1,000 Teachings.
That's right.
Bob.
Yep.
You're so special.
I really like the part, Sue, about free will and choosing. And as you were saying that, I started thinking about, you know, will we really choose life? Will we choose to live? And, you know, sometimes people can get discouraged and not sure if they want to keep going on and what's the purpose of it and things like that. And, you know, if you just take a minute and kind of close your eyes and disassociate from your worries and imagine you're looking down at the earth, this most magnificent creation that God gave us, and look out and see the sun, which is a ball of fire providing light and heat for us, and life. The light is providing life through its constant bombardment of the planet and of our bodies with life-giving photons. And really absorb the magnificence of such creations and the synergy of the creation. If you look at all the trouble that God went to put our planet in just the right place in space with just the right atmosphere, the right tilt, the right spin, all those things, the electromagnetic pulses coming from the core of the earth, whole magnetic sphere surrounding the earth, and but without all of those things, we wouldn't have this wonderful life. To waste time on such an amazing planet would be a shame, meaning if you're here, don't waste your time.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you have that will to live, you might as well really enjoy it. You can rejoice in the magnificent creations and the opportunity to be alive here and experience God's creation through these bodies and minds and eyes to see the beauty and ears to hear the beautiful songs of the birds. And, you know, it seems there's a responsibility to always improve our ability to praise and rejoice. And we can ask, as Bruce was saying, you know, let the Holy Spirit guide us. And, you know, He can guide us in our improvements. And if we wake in the morning and say, how can I improve today? How can I improve my life of prayer, my relationships, my capabilities to contribute, my habits, and my level of compassion? And if we listen and let the Holy Spirit guide us, and we do this each day, and follow along and execute what the words and the feelings that came to us, then in fact we will be moving forward. We'll be improving and life will become more and more joyful as we improve in those areas. And life will be very easy to choose in that platform.
It's good, Bob. It's really good.
It's very beautiful.
I like the way you thank you for framing it that way, Bob. Very good. Very beautiful. What about you, Sue? What would your comments be on this teaching about free will and God's will and your will?
I'm going to unframe.
Why am I not surprised by that?
I actually looked that up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting. I got curious about creativity. And mm-hmm. creativity actually needs a launching point. It needs mm-hmm. to, it moves. I was looking at the difference between accepting, you know, sticking with what is,
mm-hmm.
and then accepting and then expanding. And I love what both of you said, because I think where we are is we're taking off these suits of restriction, suppression. Tonight on my call,
mm-hmm.
I had to mute people because we were getting feedback, and I went, oh my goodness, this is a wonderful opportunity. It went so quiet. And I said, we're moving from noise to signal.
Yes.
Signal is about your purpose. Framing, we're unframing. You need structure. Yes, you need structure. But we're also learning to build these new structures, our new purpose, in completely new ways that are much more expanded. And so with this teaching, I love what you said, Bruce, about being guided to gently move into new levels of abundance without holding on. To me, being greedy can also be holding on to what you know. That's like greedily, I know that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I love what Bob said about always recognizing the expansive quality. It's really cool how all of us, you know, structure, expand, and then I don't know what I'm doing, but it's intuitive. But coming together to create this new accountability. It's a new accountability to expand in a way that sustains God's purpose for us, but with this freedom to use the energy of money to create a new living world, not a world that's based on entropy and falling apart and toxic things. So I picked it because that is our purpose. Our purpose is to expand into the living light, into the higher light of who we are in Christ, and to open up to the new possibilities that are there. And you added the structure, Bruce, and Bob added the beautiful heart of appreciation that he always does. You're amazing at that, Bob. You always appreciate and share value and connection.
Mm.
Connection. It's like expanding. My thing was, okay, let's your structure Baba's appreciation connection. And then it's like taking all of that and expanding it.
Mm-hmm.
That's my take on it.
Okay.
Pretty creative.
Thank you. That's good.
Uh-huh.
You're creative. You take what we give as raw materials and you create from
yeah.
that too. You know?
Yes, yes, yes.
That's good.
Yeah, because
yeah.
that's fun.
Yeah, it is.
Something
fun.
New.
Yep, something new. I get that. Well, all right, Sue. Thank you for that teaching. I appreciate it, Bob. Thank you, and Sue, and myself. Thank you for everything.
That's good. That's good.
Right, Sue. Let's move into the prayer and praise opportunity for us. So let's see, Sue, if anybody has sent in any prayer requests or praise reports that we can bring out tonight.
Yes. The first we're going to say a prayer praise. This is from Pastor Scott.
Okay.
Tonight's praise is, I have a great feeling in my gut. We're about to redeem and then med beds. I'm praising God tonight because I'm walking without assistance. Again, walking very good. Wow, that's so good, Pastor Scott.
Oh, great.
Wow.
But thank you, Big Call Universe, for praying for me all this time. I get knocked down. I get right back up. That's all I know. Get back up.
Yep.
I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. Pastor Scott, I just want to say this. I had a spiritual teacher that said, and I'm going to apply it to you. He said, I'm going to be healed and miraculous no matter whether I like it or not. Whether I like it or not, it's like it's inevitable. Isn't that good? Yeah.
That's good, and it reminds me of a story you told me once about falling head over heels from a horse and getting right back up in the saddle. And that's what Pastor Scott's doing. He gets knocked out of the saddle, and he gets right back up and gets on that horse. That's what you're theoretically supposed to do, provided you're not dead or broken bones or whatever.
Sometimes.
Right,
Sue? But I've taken that too. It's you have to add a little wisdom to that.
Yes.
Definitely. My crash and burn story.
really. Oh, boy.
But he's got the wisdom. He's got the wisdom to use his life force to realize he is his life force.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point. He's not the condition.
I'm glad he's up walking again without assistance. That means no wheelchair, no walker, no cane. Just keep your balance, one foot in front of the other, and just, just get it done. One step at a time, Pastor. That's it, man. You're doing it.
Yep, he is doing it.
Awesome.
And now we're going to say a prayer for a beautiful woman by the name of Eileen, who lost a dear friend of hers, and I just want to touch her heart. And so everybody, please pray for Eileen and her friend, and she's with her friend's husband. Her friend was a man. She's with her friend's wife, kind of helping her in this transition. And just we see you, Eileen, and she's just so beautiful and such a love. And we see you surrounding your friend's wife with love and comfort and beauty and the beautiful quality of your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And amen. Now we're going to go on to Psalm 46, 1-3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And because of this, therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, I'm still in shock and saddened, like so many people around the world, for the assassination of our brother in Christ, Charlie Kirk. There is a tremendous revival going on since the Lord our Savior, Jesus Christ, called Charlie home. He completed his assignment and his life paved the way to millions of souls being saved. Many people going back to church, praying and reading the Bible, God is good. We are all united in grief, we are all family, and have the same Father in heaven. Today we pray for the big call, all the leaders, millions of listeners, everyone working behind the scenes, everyone's physical, mental, and spiritual health, everyone's prayer requests for healing in this country and around the world, Charlie's family, the funeral this Saturday. Too much division and evilness, therefore...
Sunday.
We pray.
The funeral Sunday. Yeah.
Okay, that's Saturday.
Sunday at 11 a.m. Mm-hmm.
We pray Pacific. For unity and goodness. We pray for the five police officers, three killed and two in critical condition in York County, Pennsylvania, and their families. This happened yesterday.
Yep.
When Charlie was asked, when you die, what do you want to be remembered for? And he said he would want his legacy to be his Christian faith. How awesome. He not only preached, but lived the gospel. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed and safe weekend. Through Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie. That's beautiful, Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Yeah, Sue, unless they've moved up his memorial service in Glendale at the stadium, in Arizona, Glendale, Arizona. It was scheduled for 11 o'clock in the morning Pacific time on Sunday. But, you know, I don't know if that was, well, I got that yesterday. So I don't know if there's been a change in that. So that's what I just wanted to get out. That's really good, Judy. Yeah. He made a real difference in his life. And he's making a real difference after his death as well. So thank you for that. Sue, any other requests or reports? Nothing? All right. Well, let's move into and talk a little bit about Not a Class 3, Phase 1 tonight and anything else you'd like us to know as part of your segment tonight.
Well, I'm going to talk about, get your pens out, everybody, because this will be important.
Pen and pad.
People used to roll their eyes when I would say that, but it's how you get. Here's how to think of it. We're encoding light. Very, very important. So Not a Class 3 was about sovereign data in the quantum and AI era. And I don't even know how to describe how I felt about delivering this, because it was very deep, very thorough, highly researched. Over 200 hours went into it. And I'll just read one testimonial that just came in. Sue, words do not exist to express my joy, integration, and light. All of Christ's power, victory, and blessing for your inspiration and dedication to providing all of these gifts, ensuring our highest quantum victory. Lovingly, V. And then we had another woman that said she'd worked on a lot of humanitarian projects, and I think for a lot of people, the projects themselves can be, like, they've never done a large project. They're going to be moving into a world where it's going to be different context. People are going to be working. This is part of what they learned tonight. 3 to 4 days a week, probably in about 3 years. So the class was about setting up how to get ready, and just so everybody can have the chance to do their own homework, it's not going to be 200 hours worth. Sovereign data means that you have control when everything gets connected and everything is interconnected and money can flow here and there and everybody's just, you know, whatever. You want to have sovereign data. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I really can say because it's a deep topic. But yeah. What was important about this class, we're moving into a world where I want to be remembered. I want my legacy, very interesting, to be preparing humanity for entering into the quantum age. And what does that mean? That means that we're moving into a time when technologies like the MedBed, that is consciousness-based and can read your body and your frequency and can fix you in 30 minutes, are going to be here. We know that we have pilots that are learning how to fly anti-grav vehicles that are consciousness only by their thinking and consciousness. And we're going to be moving into a world where people aren't slaves to their work, but they're learning how to create work-life balance, and people have to learn how to hire people, and we've had to get them ready to get used to that, and families, and the adjustments that are there. And so here's the pen part. It's about accountability. And the people that are being accountable to, there's what you know, and then there's what God is revealing. There's what you're being told from outside of you, and then there's what your spirit said when it learned about the Zim and the currencies and all of that. So I'm so deeply honored, Bruce, by these people, dozens of hearts that are on this call.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd love to be on the call because they're learning to see the things that most people can't see because they're not curious about them yet. They don't want to know where it's going. They're not there. They don't have the time. They don't do the whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And here's where the accountability part is. Here's where I want to go with the accountability part. God wants you to be curious about what is possible. And now I'm going to talk about how that applies to the med beds. Think about the people that are going to go into the med bed kind of with a blindfold, and they haven't looked into what the MedBed 100 program does, which is reflecting, oh, there are 65 things that I can add, skills, gifts, abilities. What does that do to humanity with people that are coming out of the MedBed, not just being healed, but bringing new gifts?
Yeah.
Bringing new capabilities. You can watch all the videos you want on the MedBed. You can Google, you can read Telegram, but there's no place where you're going to get to reflect, listen to what God guides you to do in a meditation. And think about, what gifts would I like to bring the world? How could I expand what I think is possible and create a new node of light for this world? Because I can sing. I can do, what's it called? I think it's called slack poetry, improv poetry, where you get up and you just start rhyme and you do this and that, and you can just do, I mean, one person showed up wanting to do that. You can play guitar. You can be an animal communicator. I think we have that in there. What if you could be a telepathic animal communicator?
Mm.
These are things people don't think about. We have 65 of those.
Mm.
Creative gifts, psychological gifts, physical gifts, things people don't think about. So to me, accountability, and the way I like to spend my time is to be accountable for looking for the essence of the new truth that is coming. Not what you know, not what everybody's doing, but what is beginning to emerge as a possibility that is going to shape the future of our planet into a regenerated planet for all and beyond. So here's what I want to do for tonight. I'm going to do a call out. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. If you want to be accountable and you want to be this spark of light on the planet and you want to really deepen your commitment, it's called a neural commitment. When you're really committed to bringing God's best to the planet, you're going to know by the way people sound, by what they do, by what they're producing. You know, you're going to know what's in their heart by what they're living. And we need people living new things, creating new boomer products and new going out and exploring scientists that are doing new things, finding out what sovereign data means, going out and finding new intel so that people can start to build this new infrastructure, and what everybody else, all the audience is probably doing new things. But with the MedBed 100, you have the opportunity to be a living, accountable, walking vehicle for people to say, oh, wow, disease is over? Wow, imagine the new technologies that are coming out. Wow, they can do this now? So here's what you want to do. Send us an email. We're still teaching a class, but send them starting tonight. MedBed 100. I get the testimonies, you've all heard them, are pretty amazing. Send us an email, MedBed 100 to integratedminds@hushmail.com, and just put in your name and telephone number and whether you have PayPal. And we're going to get to them as soon as we possibly can. We're teaching a class, and that's the promise. I'm not going to under-promise, over-promise, but I'm definitely going to over-deliver. Send it to us tonight so that we can get that. That'll count so that we at least get you, so that you can be one of those spark plugs for people to see, so you can be accountable to your best future self. There's so much people don't know. I'm astounded at how much people don't know, Bruce, about the med beds. After watching hours, they tell me all the time, hours and hours and hours of, and let me say this, because Bruce and I have been exposed to the information that is coming from one of the lead rollout people with the military in the U.S. That's where we're getting it. We're not getting it from Telegram. We're not collating it. We're not collating it from Telegram. We're getting it from the U.S. military. That's significant.
Yep.
And you need to be able to reflect and think and be this new future human. This has meditation that's going to help you deepen in it. So, MedBed 100, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's see people walking out and responding to you so that you can be a lead in what is going to be, wow, our imagination really can happen. And that's my time for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Just remember, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
2, 1, go. Be a node. Be a node of light.
Yeah, be a node. N-O-D-E, node. Thank you, Sue. That's really good. I like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep, that's great. Well, I just think it's absolutely the way to go. If you have any inclination to get into the med bed, or for you or for someone else in your family or your spouse, your parents or whatever.
And I just want to close with one thing because I forgot to say this too. Bruce is accountable to the intel. But I have to honor my brother over there with the baseball hat on backwards. Probably not.
Yeah.
Bob, because of Bob's passion, Bob is making people accountable for their health and their well-being, about creating
right
a company that's based on their heart, based on helping, based on the new model of the way people will be working in meaning, in value creation, in expressing what is possible and finding the solutions that are possible. And all of that is going to be even more activated when you take your boomer products and then you're in the med bed and you've been accountable for figuring out what can I possibly be. Then I'm the person that goes, takes you out into the future and helps you reshape your identity so you can actually do it. That's my job.
Okay.
That's my quantum legacy.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. All right.
Okay.
All right. Very good. Yep. That's all good. So I'm going to wrap up with that in my segment, too. I'll talk a little bit about what I know about that. Yeah, we are connected. We've got the guy over the entire country. There's some regional guys underneath him. But we know them, we know one of them in the Midwest, and then we also know the leader of all the med beds, and he does international too. So he's the go-to guy. All right. Thank you, Sue.
You're
very
welcome,
important.
Bruce.
I love that. Now, let's see, Bob. Nice little setup that Sue gave you. I like that. Bob is really...
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's not only a base hit. This could be a grand slam ready to happen.
It's a team sport.
It is. Yeah. Bob is all about golf and baseball. Maybe a few other basketball. Don't forget that. Bob's into that too. And all kinds of other. Oh, man, the technology and it's just fascinating. I love Bob, and I think he's got so much to offer, and I cannot wait to be working with him in person, not just on a phone line, but in person. We're going to have a good time, great time together. All right, so let's do this. Bob? I know about testimonials, but I'm always impressed if we have some new ones. And if there's anything else in the way of a new sale. And obviously new technology or new research that you're coming across.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Sue, for the kind words.
I mean it.
You know, as life goes by, it's interesting because some people can have a dream or an intention that goes back many decades. And if you hold on to it, it may come true in varying ways as you go. You know, little bits here and there. And one of my dreams was always to be around when discoveries were made, like gladiator barley and myotrol, that would give people a chance to live a really, really super long, super healthy life. And I've been thinking about that since the 1980s. And many steps along the way have led us to the place where we are now. And it's almost like the floodgates have now been opened, and there's going to be even more to come. It's going to be, it won't be greater, but it'll be equally as great on the nutrition front. And as people are able to de-age with the coming technologies, it's really going to be a whole new world. You know, the age of immortality.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
It's going to require a lot of adjustment to get used to it. You know, you might want to start small by buying three of those 90-year calendars.
Yep.
Put them up on your wall and just start getting used to living to be 270. And might make it easier to digest immortality when the day is here, which some people believe it already is. And we do have, we got a number of new testimonials in the last couple of days, Bruce. Some of them are very interesting. Listen to this. It's a guy talking about goodnight formula. And I love the way some people phrase their testimonials. And here's this one. It says, I've been putting off the shipment of my next four-pack or twin two-pack, however it is best said, because I still was working on running through the original four. I finally was able to receive the next shipment, and the sweet person, Stephanie, who helped me with my order, was kind enough to wisely suggest we split the shipment. A short time later, a nicely boxed set of two Good Night formulas arrived, with Stephanie's assurance that the next shipment would be timely sent. God bless Stephanie. God bless boomers, and God bless the USA.
Amen. That's good.
I don't know. That testimony was just great. That guy is awesome.
Yep.
Now, here's another one that came in talking about heirloom barley. And this lady sends us her picture. She looks like... Looks like she lives in Florida. I can see palm trees in the background. She's got beautiful hair flowing in the wind. And she's got her shades on and a big smile. And she says, thank you, boomers, for your great sales. I definitely take advantage of all of them. The best products anywhere. I cannot get these anyplace else but boomers. God bless you guys and thank you. We love all your hard work you do for all of us. Thank you.
You're right. Good stuff.
Yeah, you know, some of these testimonials, one of my favorite things to do, Bruce, is to read them to the inventors. So, today I was on the phone with Eric Kurtz, who invented Myotrol, and was telling him a story about a testimonial that where I spoke to the person on the phone. Yeah. And his product had changed her life so much that she was having an impossible time trying to figure out how to express enough thanks.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
And I was trying to describe to Eric how she was feeling and how grateful she was. And I can just see, you know, because I didn't invent these products. I invented the Good Night formula, but not Myotrol and barley. That's a whole different story. This was discovery-based research by prayer warriors and geniuses. And for them to be able to hear what the effect is on people of their invention is something that you can kind of hear in their voice when they respond back after telling them what it was you heard. You can get this sense over the phone that's unspoken, but almost like you can feel it from California, of an appreciation, right? And I know with people like Eric and Ken, the first thing they do is look to heaven to thank God for their life, for their vocation, for their ability that was God given to invent these things. And it's like they know full well that these inventions, you know, came from a higher source. And, you know, it's like the famous young painter who at 10 years old, you know, they were selling paintings of hers for $500,000. And I think she was from Romania. Mm-hmm. And at one point they asked her, you know, how is it that a girl only 10 years old can paint such beautiful artwork? And she said, oh, that's not possible. No 10-year-old could ever make something this beautiful. She said, it's just God making this artwork. I just stand here and hold the paintbrush.
That's clever.
Yeah. And that's what she really felt. And I think that it's the same kind of thing when you see somebody's life change so much from an invention. It's pretty much the same kind of situation.
Yeah.
So here's another testimonial. Listen to this, Bruce.
All right.
He's talking about the dynamic combo. This guy says, I've been taking Boomer Boost and Barley for 12 years.
Yeah.
When I first started, I was gluten-free. After 8 months, I started to notice that I was not having any type of reaction from eating things that might have a little bit of gluten. So I started eating bread and putting it back in my diet. I have never had a problem since from taking the Boomer Boost and Barley every day. I'm 69 years old, and I feel like I'm in my mid-40s. Great product.
Wow.
Thanks. Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, when you sprout a seed and it starts digesting the protein from the seed and putting it into amino acids, it includes gluten. And so there's an enzyme that transmutes it into an amino acid that people are sensitive to. And there's leftover glutenase in the barley. So most people that have a gluten sensitivity, if they start taking sprouted barley seeds, they are going to lose their sensitivity because of that glutenase in the product. And that's what happened to this guy. And so now for the last 11 years and 4 months, he's been able to eat things he enjoys. Here's another one came in 5 hours ago. This guy's talking about barley, Boomer Boost, and Myotrol. This is like the new dynamic trio, right? All three have made a huge difference in my physical level. I know because I had a bad fall several years ago and messed my right shoulder up pretty bad. It has been a sore nuisance ever since. But I went to throw a football with my son the other day and realized that the pain was gone. I hadn't realized it. But when something goes away like that, it was like, heck yeah, thank you for giving me back those special times with my son.
That's great. That is special.
Yeah. There's a bunch of other ones, Bruce. They're little short ones, and maybe we'll read some other time. But it's a lot. But, you know, Bruce, I was telling you earlier, we were working on a new sale, and we weren't able to get it activated.
Okay.
So we're gonna stick for another few days with the, or maybe just tonight, and we'll get the sale activated tomorrow. But we're
okay.
We have still on sale our proenzyme pack, which is really important. I was talking to a few people today that really needed to use their digestive enzymes. And one person had got them, and they were taking one pill with their meals and weren't getting any relief. And so I said, well, you know, when I started taking digestive enzymes, I took two with each of my meals, and it worked really well. But I noticed after about 6 months that I didn't need two anymore. And I actually felt better when I only took one. But if you've got an issue, sometimes you have to take more of a product at the beginning to kind of get healed before, you know, you can take a smaller dose. And so I'm looking forward to seeing Lady improves, you know. And the combo is the premium probiotics with those digestive enzymes. And and I have to tell you, these are two superstar products. You can't get any better digestive enzymes than these, and you can't get anything remotely close to these probiotics. And you put those two together, and you can solve a lot of problems. And they're on sale, and these products it's $35 off when you combine the two together.
Yep.
Then the other one, Bruce, called the Calm Down Combo, very good product for people that just want to spend more time in rest, restore, and relaxation. They will spend more time there and less time in fight or flight or anger. Both turmeric and ashwagandha can help with that. You put them together, it's really effective. I'm actually going to, at the end of the call, I'm going to take one of each of those with my Good Night formula, and I think I sleep really well. And that's called
great.
The Calm Down Combo, and that's on sale also for the same price, and it's, you know, $30 off. So good time to go before we take those sales down. Good time right now to go and get them. And
take advantage of it.
And that's it for tonight, Bruce. The time is 10 o'clock.
All right, straight up 10 o'clock. That sounds great, Bob. Thank you so much. I love the testimonials tonight. I love that we're on the cusp of a new sale coming, so check it out. But take advantage of what is still available on sale now. Love that proenzyme combination. I took advantage of that last week, and I'm glad I did. So it's definitely something to keep ahead of. Try to take advantage of the deals when they come through. And I want to tell you, the way to get to Bob's site is to go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And when you hit the home page, you'll see the banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's site. So click on the banner at the top, and it'll take you right into Bob's site. You can go through, look at the various products, see the products that are on sale, and see all the other additional information at the bottom or the footer of the page. Quite a bit of information there. And you can learn a lot of things, podcasts and videos that Bob's done on anything, everything from tapping, neuro-linguistic programming, and havening, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot there. Okay, so remember the phone number to call in on is an easy number. It's 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And so, you know, when you do call, if you get a recording that says, please leave your name and number, go ahead and do it. They'll turn around and call you. As soon as they get free, they'll call you right back. and they're really good. And Stephanie is my rep. She's the one that takes care of me, and I do call my orders in. But most everybody, 98% or 98.5% of everybody, just does it right on the site, does it online, puts it in their cart, and off they go. So keep that in mind. Thank you, Bob. Excellent. Appreciate that very much. Well, let's do this. Intel is interesting tonight because there's not a whole lot of it. What's so wild is, you know, I want to say one thing, too. We heard that someone out there, not naming any names, is saying, oh, there are no redemption centers. Oh, forget it. Only banks, 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 banks. Well, if you want to use a bank and sacrifice the best rates that you can get on the dinar, and if you don't have Zim, you know, banks aren't going to do Zim, you guys. If you're a Zim holder, redemption centers is your only shot. And so that's going to be worth a lot, as you know, if you're a Zim holder. So why would somebody say that there aren't any redemption centers when we talk to people that, okay, there's one guy, he's managing 7 redemption centers. Here's another guy in the Southwest that's over 6 redemption centers. Here's another guy also in the Southwest that's over 6 redemption centers. There's a guy, we know the people in the Midwest. We know the people in the Southeast that are over individual redemption centers. I know them by name. I know who they are. I know where they live, and I know where the redemption centers are roughly, not the address, but just what towns they're in. I'm like, come on, guys. We talk to these people. Well, we used to talk to them quite a bit. Now it's limited. It's a little bit limited. They're playing musical chairs. They're moving personnel around to try to improve their own security by doing it that way. They're moving vehicles around. They're doing things to keep these people safe. And that's a good thing. But please don't anybody, if you see somebody say there aren't redemption centers, there's only banks, I can tell you it's a lie, a big-time lie. There are tens of thousands of redemption centers throughout the United States and Canada. Oh, Canada. Yep, Canada's got them. Even Mexico's got some, I think. But Banco Santander for Latin America, and I'm going to say Latin America starts with Mexico. Mexico, Central, South America. That's Santander Bank. All right? But those of us in the United States will be using the redemption centers, and that's what the 800 number is for. When I get this number, and I can put it out, we'll put it out on BigCallUniverse.com, and we'll do a mass emailing from our site to let everybody know that wanted to have the 800 number. We'll send that out to you as soon as I get it. And we'll do that as soon as that happens. But the contract rate on the dinar was negotiated and renegotiated by President Trump. He wanted it to be a certain amount, and that's where it is. Can't get that at the bank. It ain't there. So I'm telling you the best way to do it, unless you want to leave billions of dollars on the table, is to use the toll-free number to call, set an appointment, and go into the redemption center that corresponds with the zip code that you enter. It's going to be easy. It's going to be quick, and I think you're going to be all set. So I just wanted to let you guys know that. Now, what do we know about what's happening right now as far as Iraq and as far as the rates and so on? We know we don't have the front screen of the Forex lit up with the Iraqi dinar as of right now. That could change. anytime now, but we do know that Iraqis have been told they have a brand new credit debit card through Rafidian Bank, which is a sort of a partner with Chase Bank here in the U.S. And Rafidian, and I don't know if Rafidan Bank is also, but there are new credit debit cards for Iraqi people that are more digital, because Iraq is going pretty much digital with some cash, with some lower denominations of the Iraqi dinar. So we found that out. And what corresponds with Iraq is also President Trump sent a group of three over to Iraq, I believe it was Monday, and they went over there to finish up whatever needed to be wrapped up in a couple of days. That wrapped up, I believe, on Wednesday, yep, which was yesterday. And we were told by the person that gave us the information that we would have about 72 hours before the kickoff of everything that we're wanting. Now, that was yesterday. Today would be 48 hours. Any way we slice it, it looks like it comes up to Saturday. Saturday could be our kickoff day. We're also hearing from a couple of other sources the idea of the weekend, which to me could be Saturday or Sunday. And then we've heard any time from now to Sunday. So that seems to be the window that we're looking at right now. And it's interesting because some of the information that we're getting are coming from, people that are not necessarily bankers, people that are not necessarily Redemption Center staff, but people that are close to the process. It's so quiet out there right now. I'll tell you one thing that we did find out. Remember, we were talking, I think, Tuesday about bondholders going in for revetting of themselves and their bonds in Reno, and that started up again at 4 a.m. in the morning on last Tuesday. And so that started, and it's supposed to take us through Saturday at around 5 p.m. Saturday, and that's Reno time. So they are going back through these bonds, vetting them out, making sure the people are legitimate owners of the bondholders, and all of that's going very well right now, but that's what's happening up there in Reno. So I think that's good news. Now, the people that are transacting these bonds, the question is, are they getting access to their funds yet? I think the answer is no. They do not have the money yet to spend. But I think in some cases, they are seeing the money in their accounts when they log on. So I cannot tell you how much they're seeing exactly. It may be a percentage. It might be the whole thing. I don't know. But I'll tell you this much. They probably, this is tier three bondholders, they probably will get access to their funds when we get the toll-free numbers and can start setting up our appointments at the redemption centers. Okay, they won't, it might not necessarily be a true exact shotgun start, but they might have a half a day to a day head start on us. We don't know that. They keep telling, it keeps going back and forth on that. Point is, as soon as you have the number, call, set your appointment, get in as soon as you can, and you'll be all set. Don't get there more than 10 minutes early for your appointment. You know, some people say, well, if you're not 10 minutes early, you're late. I don't think so. Not in this case, anyway. 10 minutes early is fine in case they get done a little early with the previous person. And the next thing you know, your appointment at 11 o'clock, maybe you'll go in at 5 up. You know? So be prepared for that. But don't be late or you're back of the line. it might take a while to set up another appointment for you. Okay? So be on time. If you're a person that's always late, try to change that in this case so that you're on time. And on time in this case could be 5 or 10 minutes early, but no more than that. Okay? And just be aware of that. I'm sure you'll hear all that from the people at the Redemption Center that you're connected to on the call. All right, so Iraq is wrapping up. We did hear that we should have a new bank screen rate. I don't know what the Redemption Center front screen rate is on dinar. I'm not that, I mean, I know it's going to be good. I know it'll be higher than the banks, but here's the thing. We also know that we have a contract rate on dinar that they will offer us. And if they don't offer it, ask politely for it. And you should get it, especially if you have projects. And it doesn't matter whether you have Zim or not. It doesn't matter. President Trump wanted us to get the highest rate we could get on the dinar. And so that's why he negotiated a contract rate on it. And before I said it was tied to the per barrel price of oil being sold by Iraq to Turkey and Egypt and other countries. But it's really not. It's higher than that because it was contracted by President Trump to be at a certain dollar amount. And that's where it is. So that's a great deal. That's good. I'm glad that that's done. And thank President Trump for doing that for us. Who, by the way, President Trump, and I would think most of his entourage, including the First Lady, are on their way back to the States. They were in the UK, got in, I guess, Tuesday night, and then Wednesday, Thursday, today. And I think my understanding was he was taking Air Force One out of one of the bases over there, Marine One chopper to take it to the airport and then fly out. That, I believe, was going to happen today. Now, I don't know if he was coming straight back, you know, to the States. The news was reporting that. They could be right about that. Or maybe he took off to Scotland to go tee it up. I don't know. But I think that we're in really good shape. And I know he plans to attend the memorial service for Charlie Kirk in Glendale, Arizona on Sunday. I do believe he intends to be there for that. So we're just going to have to see whether or not we see anything for us on this weekend coming or whether it gets deferred somehow. I hope that it is this weekend and we can get started and then we can get going from that point. But that's really, the intel is limited, you guys. It's light. But we're just going to have to see what happens one day at a time, pretty much, and see whether we get anything Saturday or Sunday or whether we're deferred to next week. We could get notification Saturday or Sunday and maybe not start till next week. So there's that possibility also. But let's go ahead and thank everybody. I want to thank Sue for doing a super job. And before we get on to too much else, you know, Sue's taking people that would like the 5-4-3-2-1 go on the MedBed 100s, the MB100s, are back in stock and ready to go out. And these are essential for anyone who is remotely thinking, yeah, I might just want to get in that med bed. I've got this or that ailment. I've got this problem. Or the doc says, I got this wrong with me. Whatever it is, the med bed will straighten it out. We'll clean it up and give you youth again. I'm going back to the age of 28. I was thinking 25, but I think I can only go back to 28, which that's pretty good. 28 was good. And that's going to be excellent. But people that are thinking, hey, man, I might want to be able to do the things I used to do in my 20s again, like for me, tennis and golf and skiing and swimming and snorkeling, all of that stuff that I enjoyed, I'll be able to do again. And I'll be able to see to do it again, which is great. So I'm going to highly recommend, if you're remotely interested in some of these things, and then what Sue was talking about, the 65 other things that are available, that are outlined in the audios, this will open up your imagination and give you things you may never have thought of before, never have thought of adding to you. But these are what she was talking about, gifts and talents and new things that maybe you hadn't thought of. You know, I've already got my list. I've got mine made out. I know what I'm going to ask for. But you guys need to check those out. All you do is send Sue an email. It goes to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Minds is MINDS, at hushmail.com. Integrated Minds at hushmail.com. And then let her know if you have PayPal or not. And put your name and your telephone number, preferably a cell number, in the body of the email in case she needs to text you. She has that available. And send that on. And she will do the very best to get that out right away. And I think it behooves you to watch your emails carefully so that you can respond back when she sends you something, and then you can respond back and make sure that you've got it so that she can send you these two audio classes, 1.5 hours each, which is, 3 hours, a little bit, maybe a little over 3 hours of great teaching. And I think you guys would thoroughly enjoy the participation, the group dynamic of everybody that was on that call. So please do that. Get those out to Sue right away, and she'll knock those out as soon as possible. But do that. Remember, take advantage, and keep an eye. When you go to Bob's site, if you don't go tonight, you go tomorrow, see if they have the new sale up also. You might be able to double dip. Take advantage of this existing sale and then see what the new sale is, which Bob seems to think might just as well be up on the screens tomorrow. Okay? So check that out. In the meantime, I do want to thank Sue for a wonderful participation tonight, teaching, and thank Bob for everything that he's bringing to the call and the knowledge and the wisdom. And I love the fact that we've got this kind of dynamic combo, but now we have a trio because we have Boomer Boost and Barley and we have Myotrol. All three really working well together. And that's great news. Yeah, that Myotrol is kind of, they almost should call it Miracle, you know, because it is sort of like a miracle pill. It's a really, really valuable Myotrol. And take advantage of it. So let's do this. Thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening so much. Thank you, Doug, for all your help. GCK, same thing. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Pastor Scott. And continued healing. And obviously, thank you, Bob and Sue, for everything that you've done. And thank you, Satellite Team, for getting the call out all over the country, all over the world, in their own language. It takes about 3 seconds for them to get it in their own language all around the globe. I know at one point we were getting into 200 countries around the world. So thank you for that. And you guys just stay tuned. Keep an eye out for the weekend. And we'll be in touch with you Tuesday. And if we get the numbers before, and we'll get the numbers out sooner, okay? So everybody have a great weekend. God bless you, and we'll see you next week, Tuesday.